Our condolences to the believers wherever you are upon the demise anniversary of Lady Fatima Masuma Salamullah Aleha. In Ode to Her Eminence, we are going to tell you 5 things that you probably didn't know about the holy city of Qom. Number 1. So, according to a tradition from the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, the reason that the city of Qom was named Qom is that because the people of Qom would gather around the Qa'im of Ali Muhammad. That's Imam Mahdi, peace and blessings upon him. And may Allah hasten his reappearance. The people of Qom will help the savior of humanity, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance in his global uprising to help humanity reach its ultimate salvation. Subhanallah, that is deep. And interestingly, the word Qom is from the same root letters as Ka-wa-ma. So that's just like the word Qa'im, the rising person, and Qiyam, the rising, and Qiyamat, rising up. That's so cool. Number 2. Now, there are some really cool places to visit in the holy city of Qom if you're in the neighborhood. There's the Jamkaran Masjid, the masjid that's attributed to Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. Reportedly, the masjid was made by the command of Imam Mahdi himself, may Allah hasten his reappearance. And there's the Imam Hassan Askari Masjid, which was named Masjid-e-Jame Atiq. Atiq means old or ancient. And the first building of the Masjid of Imam Hassan al-Askari was built by Ahmad bin Ishaq. And he was a representative of Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam. And of course, there's the Masjid-e-Azam, which is right next to the shrine of Lady Fatima Masuma salamullah alayha. It was built with the support of Ayatollah Burujerdi, and Imam Khomeini gave a famous speech there. And finally, there's Baytun Nur. This was originally the house of Musa bin Khazraj, who was the companion of Imam Reza alayhi salam. So Lady Masuma stayed in Baytun Nur, the house of light, for approximately 17 days. And then she passed away from a mysterious illness she had come down with since an attack on her in Sa'we. Number 3. Qom was basically always a base and safe haven for Shias, especially ever since the Ash'ari tribe arrived, who happened to be Shias. And it became a center for the Shia, especially after the arrival of Lady Fatima Masuma salamullah alayha to the city. And it was such a base for the Shia that the people of Qom rose against a bunch of Abbasid caliphs, such as Mamun Abbasi, Mu'tasim Abbasi, Mu'taz Abbasi, Muqtadir Abbasi, and Mu'tadid Abbasi. And it didn't stop there. Over 1,000 years later, the people of Qom, under the leadership of Imam Khomeini, rose up against the Taghuti Pahlavi regime. And the rest is history. That's a lot of oppression fighting. Good job, O people of Qom. Stay strong. Number 4. One of the most well-known scholars who had his roots in the holy city of Qom was Sheikh Saduq. And who is that, you ask? Well, he wrote the well-known book Man la yazuruhul faqih, which means the book for the one who doesn't have a faqih around. Thank God we don't have that problem anymore. And of course, there are some 300 other book type things that are attributed to him. Now that's a lot of knowledge. So most people know him by his ancestral name, which was Babaway. But did you know that Babaway is the Arabized form of the original Persian word Babuya? It's okay. How could you know? These are points you probably didn't know, right? And number 5. Sorry, no freebie this time around. And of course, the holy city of Qom is the resting place of Her Eminence, Lady Fatima Masuma salamullah alayha. Her Eminence was the daughter of Imam Musa al-Qazim alayhi salam, and she was the younger sister of Imam Ali al-Riza alayhi salam. She is known as Masuma and the Karima of the Ahlul Bayt. Imam Khomeini has paralleled the position of Lady Fatima Masuma salamullah alayha to that of Lady Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha in a 44-line poem that he wrote. Her Eminence was buried in a garden owned by Musa ibn Khazraj. This garden was named Babylon, and that is where Her Eminence still is in the present day. Well, now you know 5 things about the holy city of Qom that you might not have known a few minutes ago. And before you go back to your beautiful lives, remember to visit the holy city of Qom at least once in your life, wherever you are.
Wherever you are.